We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues. The Major League Baseball postseason schedule. We know a couple of things. We know that the Cardinals will now play Game 1 of the NLCS, 7:08 Central Friday night. We don't know where it's going to be. That is going to depend on who wins the Dodgers and Nationals game. And at the time of this broadcast right now, it's still going on. Spoiler alerts. Bottom of the, is it bottom or the top? It's top of the seventh. LA is up 3-1. So game one is on Friday. If the Nationals win, it means game one will be in St. Louis with the Nationals taking on your St. Louis Cardinals, 7:08 first pitch. If not, it'll be in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers, where it'll still be the same time, 7:08 first pitch Central Time. Game two of the NLCS will be Saturday. It'll be the day game, which is 3:08 first pitch Central Time. So Cardinals, of course, coverage starts earlier than that. Don't go anywhere. I'm excited. I am so excited to see what'll happen. I got to tell you this. We had so many different calls. I just got an email from someone that's listening right now in Laramie, Wyoming. He says it's 835 miles away. 830, and he's listening to 1120 AM. We had calls so far in the first hour from Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, and Oklahoma. That's just in the first hour. I love this late night signal, man. Cardinals get that big win. How you feeling after it? Whew. You know, after that last hour, I was doing a little aerobics in the studio, getting all pumped up still, and that feeling is right there. James, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
Hey, hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm pumped up. I told two of my friends, Walter and Harry, on yesterday that the Cardinals would score 10 runs today, and I didn't know how it would happen. But I do want to say that I think they've had the tools all year. I think we have great defense. I think our starting pitching is good. I think our bullpen is a notch above average. I think we've got great confidence and momentum going right now. And the question that I do have for you, and you saying that it might be 60 degrees on Friday, why do we play baseball in the cold? And then the last thing I want to say is that to Big Al, you know, African-Americans celebrate funerals a little differently. It's a culture thing. But believe me, they cry and they, you know, they hurt just like everybody else. So we just do it a little differently, but they're grieving like everybody else. But why do we play baseball in the cold? We need to shorten the season or do something. I hate watching baseball.
Yeah, here's what it says for the forecast. Friday, in the morning, there could be some thunderstorms rolling through, but breezy in the afternoon. They say temperatures will get a high of 61 degrees, and then they'll fall by, you know, once the sun starts going down through the 50s. Now, if you're a ball player, I don't know if you ever played sports outdoors in high school or anything like that, but man, that seems like the perfect temperature if you're an athlete. If you're out there working it, working hard, running and whatnot, that's like, that feels good.
Well, I'll give you that, but most of the times when you see, talk about October baseball, you see guys with, you know, they're not hoodies, but they have these like skull caps on with the face open.
And
they got long sleeves on. The pitchers, you know, they can't grip the ball well and it's cold. And I just like, man, we need to shorten this thing because baseball is a summer sport. It's not a fall and cold and winter sport.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get a better chance of if you bring your wife to the game, she's going to be uncomfortable. You know, that's like, why has it got to be so cold? They'll be bundled up and everything, and you'll be on the edge of your seat watching a game like this. I feel like that's a higher possibility. Players, I don't think it affects them. I think they prefer it as long as it's not freezing or there's nothing crazy going out there. Hey, good to hear from you, James. Thanks for calling in.
Right.
Let's go to Gary, who's been holding on too in Missouri. What's going on, Gary?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say sorry about the loss that KMOX had this week and with the your guys' guy that talks all the time.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
remember his name.
Brett Bloom passed away. His battle with cancer over this year has been it's something he's been fighting, and he lost his battle, and it was terrible. So, yeah, thank you for that, Gary.
No problem. And then also, I'd like to talk Tommy Edman. This guy, you know, he's little, and he comes up, and he's just, you know, he's hitting. Kind of reminds me of a David Eckstein.
Yeah, Tommy is fascinating to me because when you get into the playoffs, you need those players to step up, and he's certainly someone that has always stepped up in any capacity you put him at. He's a versatile type of player, man. You could put him anywhere.
He's a player.
You know that game they went all the way to like 18 innings the other, like right at the end of the season? Yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to put him on the mound because he could do everything just because they were running out of options at one point. So
You know, that'd been funny because he'd probably done it there too.
He could have done it. He gets it done. And you know what? I don't know if that's a motivator for the other players, but to me, it sets a baseline of if you got to perform. And when it's your turn, you better be the one that performs, right? You got to make sure you're not going below board. And when you have a Tommy Edman out there, he is someone that always brings it. And you know what? To me, that's good. You know, it makes sure every other player is on notice that they got to do it when they get up there.
Yeah, it lights a fire underneath every one of those guys on the bench. You can see them standing up, cheering them on. You know, it's awesome to see, and it's awesome to be a part of. You know?
And he earns it. He earns everything. When he gets up there, he earns it, man. So, hey, Gary, thank you for your call. Good to hear from you.
You too. Take care.
All right. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. Yeah, doing a lot of score watching at the moment. Let's see. Now it's the bottom of the seventh, I think. Yeah. No, still top of the seventh right now. Dodgers, between the Dodgers and Nationals. I'll give you an update here right after the break. And if you want to call in too, you can at 436-7900. You can all text that line too, or 800-925-1120. I want to add more states to the list of people calling in from. So we so far have Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. And I guess we have Tennessee on deck too. How many more states can we add in? If you're listening in a state that I haven't just named, call in and represent. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Radio's BS detector. Mark Reardon. Weekday afternoons at 2 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Oh, so exciting. What a night with the Cardinals beating the Atlanta Braves 13-1, advancing to the NLCS. Game one will be Friday. We don't know where yet, but we know the time, 7:08 Central. You'll get it right here on KMOX. Let's go to Mark. Are you in Nashville?
Hey, man, yeah, I'm calling to rep the Cardinal fans in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I just added your state to the list of the many that have represented tonight. So what's your thoughts on the game?
Man, I am just so proud of these Cardinals. I grew up in St. Louis, moved away in 85, but I've been a Cardinal fan since I was a kid. And, you know, I just believed all along that this particular team had the talent to go all the way, made it through the slump, and I just know they're going all the way this year. So proud of them.
Isn't that great? You knew. Yeah. Some people wavered. Some people wondered if they had what it takes. Now, when it got down to the stretch and we wondered if they're going to win the division or not, it got a little scary there when they couldn't get a win at the end of the season.
I always believe.
Always believe. So that means whoever they play in the NLCS, if it's Washington or if it's the Dodgers, you believe. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them. I was at Busch Stadium when they beat the Dodgers the last time to get to the series. They can do it again easy. I prefer the Dodgers.
Yeah. You know, they're...
I prefer that we play the Dodgers. Let me make that clear.
Well, we wouldn't have the home field at that point. Are you watching or listening? Like, it sounds like you might be in the car, but just to give you an update on that Dodgers game, we were interested because they put Kershaw in the seventh. So he's one of their starters.
Wow.
We don't know what that means for them. Is he going to continue pitching? Is that going to mess up their rotation moving forward? They're desperate, man. They want to get that win, but whoever the Dodgers, let's say they do win, that's a big advantage. What if they wear down one of their starters?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good to hear from you.
They have a hard time getting through to us, and it's not going to happen this year. We're going all the way.
You got it, Mark. Let's hope that happens.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Whew. Let's go to Illinois with Sherman. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Or tonight?
Yes.
I was calling because I called a couple of weeks ago when you had put a question out there, and you said you hadn't been through the situation where the cars were buzzing and, why where's the hype and everything. And I'm just trying, I'm kind of curious. I wanted to see if you had the bug yet.
you better believe I have the bug. You know what happened to me at the house today is I started watching the games with my son because during the day I'm at home. So at these early starts, it's neat. You can pop on or whatever. And my kid, I asked him today, do you want to watch the Cardinals game? And he said, yes. So he's into it. And I think his excitement has fueled me. And then he sees me get excited when the Cardinals get a run. And then he gets excited in return. And we're just fueling each other. So yes, I feel the buzz. And I tell you that it is awesome to see them go to the next round, and I'm very excited for that.
I tell you, this is one of the most exciting parts. My wife gave me a call while I was at work, and I told her, I said, okay, it's time to break out the We Own October shirts. And we do have those shirts, so.
Well, you're ready
for
it.
We're excited.
All right, good. Dust them off. Get them out there, man. It's been a few years, but they're showing that they got what it takes. Thanks, Sherman. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I do feel it. Now, my son's 4. He's turning 5 soon. So to get him excited over anything other than Paw Patrol or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or Blaze and the Monster Machines is a difficult task. All right? So he's into it, man. Jake calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I appreciate you taking the call. I love your show. And go Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Two parts to my call. First is I love this team. Going back as a fan to Lou Brock, 1979. I mean, the point I want to make on my call is that Schilt and this team, they trust each other, which I think is an important point to make for all of us. But in sports especially, this team has really bonded and grown since the second half of the season over trust. And I think that's just a great thing. So I love this team, and I hope they go all the way. But the second part is my comment about the earlier caller. I caught the tail end of baseball in October being, you know, too long, cold, whatever.
Yeah. But, what do you say to
but
that?
I gotta tell you. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't think you can find too many people that can complain about October baseball. My humble opinion. However, I mean, you look at football and rain and snow. I mean, you can say the same thing and it's crazy, but baseball and the World Series and all of the chaos of baseball should be played and kept the same. The history is amazing. Baseball is in October.
I know what you're saying. You know, all the people that say October's for pumpkin spice. No. October is for baseball. October is for Cardinals baseball.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one other thing. I love the Blues, too. I mean, for 35 years, I mean, following it. I watched the game a couple of nights ago against the Stars. I thought, God, I love the Blues. I love the fact that we have the Cup. But I love this Cardinal team. Go Cardinals. Go October baseball. Go tradition. God love baseball. God love the USA.
Thanks, Jake. Good to hear from you. That's a great way to go out. Perfect. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Ron, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
Good evening.
Well,
Just wanted to say, Ryan, that I think you owe producer Mike an apology from yesterday's inspirational speeches that you ran through.
He did it, man. He, you know what? He was asking for meatballs, and he got some meatballs, didn't he?
No, he said move the line along, and that's exactly what the Cardinals did.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, your inspirational speech was pretty spot on and pretty spectacular, but I think producer Mike hit it on the head.
I know. He did a great job with it. I didn't know exactly what to expect with it. A lot of terminology I'm not too familiar with, baseball talk, but then you go out and see they do it. If they listened, You know what? If it was the speech they need, guess what? We're giving a speech every game now. You know, if that's what it takes, we're doing it.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Ron.
Go Cards.
Go Cards. Yeah, Producer Mike, you think the speech had some effect on this game? They may have played the podcast in the clubhouse and said, everyone, gather around. KMOX, they gave a motivational speech. This is what you need. And they played it right before they went on the field for Game 5. You think that happened?
Yeah, I think Mike Schilt said, hey, we got something from Mike from KMOX, and everyone thought it was going to be Mike Shannon, but lo and behold.
They got something from Mike. And then they all say, oh, no, hey, guys, shh, shh. Producer Mike's got something to say. Shh, quiet. Everyone gather around. It's like the old-timey, you know, before there were TV in the homes, it was just radios, and the kids would lay with their belly on the ground with their head up listening to the nighttime mystery show. That's what the Cardinals were doing inside the clubhouse when Producer Mike has something to say. You better play it for them. They're listening.
Yeah, I think they'll probably listen to it before the game on Friday night as well.
You think so? Do we need? Here, I'm going to play your motivational speech again, because why not? It did the job. Go ahead. I want you to give the best epic speech possible to get that Cardinals up and running. It's all yours, Producer Mike.
Well, boys, today we need to pray for meatballs. Buy a few frozen ropes and keep that line moving. We need to collect some cans of corn. Dish out some golden sombreros. Man the hot corner and maybe even hang a snowman. If we do those simple things, we should go crazy, folks.
What? Did they do all those things? I don't know all those terms. Just give me an example. How many of those things did they do today?
Well, what's funny is I almost said hang a snowman or two. Hang a snowman means you put 8 runs on the board. I almost said hang a snowman or two.
Yeah.
But then I thought, 8's enough. Lo and behold, they almost hung 2 snowmen.
They did just about everything you asked of them.
Wow, they got the meatballs. They kept the line moving. They got the cans of corn.
Well, we better not tell management up there, because if they find out all they need is a motivational speech, they're going to stop signing people in the offseason. There wouldn't have been a Goldschmidt. They would have just played your speech over and over again. Who needs the big signing? So we got to be careful. This may be too powerful too powerful for your own sake. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. One person pointed out that the original Cardinals football team, so the Arizona Cardinals now, are playing the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. They said if Atlanta loses again, they'll desert the city. Wow. Maybe. This is Overnight America, live on KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America. Can I just say how magical radio is? I wasn't sure how many calls we would get for the Cardinals tonight, but I'm so happy that we went an hour and a half for Cardinals calls. And it just goes to show you, really, how powerful and magical the medium of radio is. Rush Limbaugh talked about it yesterday on his radio show, and I saw people starting to post things online about it. And I like it when Rush Limbaugh will actually talk about the medium by itself, the industry by itself. Because when he says something, he's got a lot of weight behind it. He's one of the most popular radio personalities of all time. Certainly, if you did a Mount Rushmore of radio, Rush would be on that top 4 of all time. And just look at the show tonight. You know, Overnight America covers some 35-plus states. We're in Canada and Mexico. The signal travels because of 50,000 watts at night. And we had 10 different states represent to call in and congratulate this team. We got calls from, of course, Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Tennessee. Isn't that something? It just goes to show you how powerful it really is. I wanted to play for you what Rush Limbaugh said on his program yesterday, because someone called in and they asked Rush, hey, you know, you're kind of on this AM radio thing. Aren't you a little worried that you're not out there marketing to the younger generation? Shouldn't you be out there, you know, doing the Harlem Shake? Shouldn't you be out there doing the Pod Tide Challenge or whatever the kids are doing these days? Shouldn't you be out there trying to market to that next generation? Because that's how you keep things going. No, you know what Rush Limbaugh said? What his answer was to that? I wanted to play this for you because I think it illustrates what we saw here tonight on Overnight America.
Radio, done right and done well, offers the greatest intimacy in media. And I'm not talking about sexual intimacy. I'm talking about relatability, bond of connection, people understanding, getting to know each other, and having no doubt about what they're hearing. It's just, if it's done right, and it's because you're not watching anything at the same time that's distracting you. A good radio guy or girl, woman, paints the pictures that you see, or you do it yourself. But the intimacy that radio can cause to happen also enhances persuadability out the wazoo, because it's in that intimacy that you develop the trust and the believability, hopefully, that the audience invests in you.
Absolutely true. That was on his program yesterday. And that was just a random phone call he took from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The person called in and said, why don't you try to grab some of that younger demographic like all the other people are trying to do? And Rush talked about the power of radio. What's the point? You know, and I love how he brings it up this way. What's the point if they're not listening or paying attention? What's the point if you're not connecting with them? What's the point? And radio has that very special ability to do so. There's a few ways you can tell that to be true. You can tell that when I come on the show in Overnight America, we have this very special connection. It's weird. When it gets late at night and everyone else is in bed, you're out there doing what you're doing. You may be sitting and just listening to the program in your house. You may be using it as your main form of entertainment. You may be working. You may be in your car driving to work or leaving, or you may be on the floor somewhere listening to it in an earpiece. You may even find yourself driving truck. You may even listen to it after the fact. But either way, we have a special connection. We really do. We have the ability to be one-on-one. You have the ability to call in and connect. You can't do that with television. You can't. I mean, think about the restrictions that you have on a TV, for example. You think CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, any of them at night when their commentators are on talking about the different current events that may or may not apply to the things that you're really interested in? You know, they're trying to go out there and drive what they think your interest should be. But you can't call in and talk to them. You can. You can with this show. And I think that is powerful, because that way you always know there is that connection. I love it. I really do. There is a very special connection with radio. Podcasting can't do that either. That's not to say those other mediums don't have their own audiences or their own purposes and their own mediums. It just means that there's something a little bit more special with radio, and Rush is absolutely right with that. And you know what? I don't take it for granted. I know that the fact that you welcome me into your life, and some people do it on a daily basis, it's just so wonderful. I got to tell you, that is special, and it means a lot. It means an awful lot. Way to go, Rush Limbaugh. Is that right? We have another state that's going to be representing tonight over in Pennsylvania. James, are you calling in? What's going on? Hi, James, are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm in Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Cool, man.
Yeah.
We're going to add it to the list.
Great. I was just letting your screener know that I can remember as a kid growing up in St. Louis, my father would listen to KMOX overnight, all night long, and I can remember laying in bed hearing it from the other room and how much I enjoyed it, and I enjoy listening to it now.
So your dad would listen to Jim White at night?
That's right. Yep.
Wow. Wow. In Kentucky, did you grow up there, or were you living somewhere else at the time?
No, I lived in on the Illinois side near St. Louis, and then as an adult moved away. But I've lived in Pennsylvania, and I was able to hear KMOX, and now I'm in Kentucky, and I can hear it much better than the local station.
Oh, how about that? All right, James, I appreciate that. Because KMOX, they have this special classification of their license when it comes to 1120 AM. It's considered a clear channel, 1120 AM for St. Louis, so which means all the other 1120 AMs in the certain area that it services has to power down at night, meaning that KMOX comes booming in in so many different areas. Unless you're right on another city that has 1120, then you're probably going to get KMOX on your radio, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, that's great. I really enjoy it. I'm glad I get that opportunity. So,
Thanks,
I also
James.
Wanted to say, way to go, Cards. It was a great game, wasn't it?
I tell you what, I'm still riding that feeling. It is something else. I can't wait to see what happens on Friday. You paying attention
Definitely.
To the Dodgers Nationals game?
No, I had to go into work, and I'm on my way home now, and thought I'd give you a call before I make it home.
All right. Thanks, James. Good to hear from you.
Bye. Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, so we're watching the game right now, and I look down, and then I look up, and then the score changed. So here's a spoiler alert if you're watching the NLDS. So the Dodgers are pitching right now, so that means it's in the bottom of the eighth. Oh, it's in the top of the eighth? Okay, I'm getting it mixed up. Okay, so it's the top of the eighth. I can't see the screen from here. Maybe I need to get better prescription glasses because all it looks like is a little yellow dot, and I'm sure it's a little arrow if it's the top or bottom. So it's the top of the eighth. So the Nationals are at the plate, two outs, and apparently they hit two bombs in a row, so they tied the game 3-3 right now. Ooh. Okay, is that Kershaw on the mound? No. Oh, both of them hit off of Kershaw? So they put in their starter because they think that's going to help him. He gets an out. He comes in the next inning, gives up two bombs. The game's tied at 3 apiece. It doesn't matter who's on the mound right now for the Dodgers. They just struck out the Nationals. So now it's gone to the bottom of the eighth, tied at 3 in L.A. Wow, what a live game. That's a big one. So whoever wins that one, do I need to remind you again? Why not? It determines who the Cardinals are going to be playing. So if the Dodgers win, it means the Cardinals will start game one of the NLCS Friday night in L.A. If the Nationals win, it means that the Cardinals will have game one of the NLCS in St. Louis. And either way, the game time starts the same. It's going to be on TBS and, of course, KMOX here. And since it's at night, you're going to be able to listen from every state that just called in. You're going to listen from Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Tennessee, and now Kentucky. You'll be able to hear it all at 7:08 Central, 8:08 Eastern Time. Whew, exciting times here. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Cardinals fans from all over are celebrating tonight after their big 13-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves. It means the Cardinals will move on in the NLCS Game 1 Friday night. We don't exactly know where yet, but we know it'll start 7:08 Central Time for first pitch, either here in St. Louis or perhaps it'll be in Los Angeles if the Dodgers win. But as of right now, it's still the bottom of the eighth. Dodgers and Nationals tied at 3 apiece. And whoever was at bat just took one right to the calf. They are getting loosey-goosey in the pitching for the Nationals right now. Let me get to Pat. Are you calling in from Alabama?
Hey, Roll Tide and congrats to the Cardinals. I'm driving home from Atlanta to Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm excited to get to see my hometown favorite Cardinals win again tonight. I'm proud of the crowd. The St. Louis Cardinals brought a big crowd to the stadium tonight.
Yeah. Wow. So you were there?
Yes. Yes. Ooh. It was tremendous. It was an interesting experience. I know it was record-breaking evening, but what was interesting is watching the crowd in the first inning just totally be deflated after the first inning. I almost felt for them and wanted them to hit a home run or two.
Oh, no. You don't need any of these pity home runs. Were you in your seat for the first inning or were you still getting to it?
Oh, no. I was sitting there and I've got all kinds of video I took that first inning. And you know, the first few pitches, I was excited, proud to be a Cardinal, but I almost had to sink in my seat after a while because I felt for the fans sitting around me. They had given up after that inning. Okay. They just slowly started to disappear.
I don't know how you. I don't know how you keep hope. There's no hope that you can have after giving up 10. Now, yes. Right at the start, and you're burning through your pitchers, your starters out. Yikes! Were they were they more angry? Were they more sad? Well, like, what was their actual feelings?
Well, the good question, because in Atlanta they seem to have realized that it seems to be a common theme every year with their sports teams, that they seem to choke in the playoffs. And that, you know, I'm not trying to take the words out. And that, they were all stating that tonight. It's like, we did it again, you know.
I saw someone post online that lives in the Atlanta area. He's a radio personality down there and said, going down 10 runs in the first inning is the most Atlanta thing you could do.
That, all right. That summarizes how the crowd felt tonight.
All right, yeah. Pat. So have a safe trip back. How many hours did it take for you to get to that stadium?
It's a little over 2 hours to get there from Birmingham. It's an easy drive. And my wife was worried, you know, are you going to be tired? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm so fired up right now for the Cardinals. I'm proud of them. I know our sticks weren't very hot, but boy, they brought it tonight.
All right. So what did you pay for a pair of tickets for you and your wife?
Well, honestly, I didn't go with my wife. My buddy called me yesterday morning and said, do you want to go to the game? And I said, is the Pope Catholic?
So someone else paid your way in?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's perfect.
I give, you know, my good friend Stephen Hunt gets all the credit. He's a great guy.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I guess you paid, you're the chauffeur, so you drove there and back, so that equals some things out.
Yes, and he drank and ate rather well tonight.
For a night like that. Thanks, Pat. Good to hear from you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's great. Okay, he drove from Alabama. I just added Alabama to the list of states. Don calling in. Are you in Nebraska?
I'm in Omaha.
Wonderful.
Roll Tide as well.
Oh, wow. Well, what a game tonight for the Cardinals. What's your thoughts on that?
Very, very nice. You know, over before it started.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yep. I heard Schilt's post-game locker room speech that won't be aired on KMOX.
You know, I had to be briefed on that because I didn't know exactly what you were talking about, but producer Mike filled me in. So one of the players live-streamed the private, closed-door locker room speech from Mike Schilt, and it was something that should not have been broadcasted.
It was on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. So we'll say broadcast in the sense that it was sent out for other people to view.
Yeah.
Well, did you watch it?
I watched near the end of it, last six innings.
Someone's getting in trouble for doing that, won't they?
Yeah.
What'd you think? I heard a couple of moments of the speech, which we can't say or can't read the transcript. It'll make you blush. But needless to say, Schilt was pretty worked up, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, very motivational, shall we say.
Did that get you pumped up just watching it?
Well, it's not expected from that manager.
From what you would see in the public versus private, you don't see that side of him, do you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
How'd you get tipped off that was live streaming? Were you just happened to be on Twitter and someone sent it to you, or how'd you find it?
No, you guys told me it was live streamed. I'd seen it on Twitter.
Oh, you just saw someone repost it afterwards. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, boy, Don. Yeah, someone's getting in trouble for that one. All right. Hey, thanks for that.
How many states are we up to now?
Let's do a quick search, a quick count. So Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Nebraska. That's 13 states.
Congrats.
Yeah, and by the way, 13 is also the number of runs the Cardinals scored tonight, so it's just a perfect fit, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Don. Have a great night.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Yeah. Ugh. So I'm going to have to look this up online. I'm sure people are live tweeting. How long was the speech? A couple minutes long? No, not even that. It's under a minute, and we can't play it. Of course we can't play it. Yeah, after that bleep button would be getting paid overtime. So either way, I'm sure that'll be a big topic tomorrow where people will be talking about how much trouble this player is going to be getting in. Do we know which player live streamed it? A Rosarina? Yikes. You can't do that. So yeah, 13 states. Isn't that great? And everyone that called in tonight, all very pumped for the Cardinals. We got a lot of positivity. I didn't know what to expect, you know. Could you imagine coming into a night like this and it was the opposite way around? Let's say the Braves did that one. This would have been a terrible night here in St. Louis. I'm sure we wouldn't have gotten calls from 13 different states. But it goes to show you how many Cardinals fans are out there and you have a reason to celebrate. What's the score? Is it still... Okay, spoiler alert, 3-3 still. So is it now the top of the ninth? It's in commercial break, so does that mean it went back? Okay, so we're going to continue to watch the scoreboard and figure out who the Cardinals are going to be playing in the NLCS. Either way, we know what the schedule is. So you have a Friday night game, a Saturday day game, and then they're off on Sunday. And then on Monday, we only have one game on Monday. So I'm going to assume it's a night game if there's only one on the schedule. And then on Tuesday, there's an ALCS and NLCS game. So you could go either way. I guess we could have a day game or a night game. It's just hard to tell. Very exciting times here in Overnight America. Let me go to David, who's calling in. Are you in Arkansas?
I'm in Arkansas, yes. Right. That's another great state that listens to KMOX.
Arkansas. So you're state number 14, led you to the list. All right.
Okay, and it's Cardinal country, too.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. What do you did you listen to the game on KMOX tonight?
I usually do, or we're our local affiliate that carries the Cardinal Network broadcast.
Oh,
depending
great.
On the time of day, we can get KMOX like it's local at night. And
yeah, that's something
I've
else.
Always listened to it ever since I've been a kid. I've always listened to KMOX in the evenings.
Well, you know, the Cardinal Network is right here out of KMOX, so all of the different affiliates carry our flagship coverage of it, of course.
Right.
And then we do the extra coverage after, which is the little extra bonus, which is neat. And then we get to talk 2 extra hours of Cardinals after even, because, you know, Overnight America starts on right after, so that's even perfect. I've had fun talking Cardinals tonight, David. I'm glad you decided to check in and check out our coverage even further.
And I don't know if you got Oklahoma on the list, but I'm about 2 blocks from the Oklahoma line, and I listen to you when I'm in Oklahoma, too. So I know Oklahoma, you pick up strong through Oklahoma.
You know, we did get Oklahoma on the list. So yeah, so you're number 14, and it looks like we may even have one extra one coming in for a moment. Hey, thanks, David.
Okay, thanks.
I love the amount of states that are being represented right now. You know, if you want to call and represent your state, how many can we get in one night? I'm sure there's Cardinals fans in every state that's listening to KMOX right now. Here's the number. It's 800-925-1120. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, download it at KMOX.com/ONA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.